Hi, friends. This is Reverend Bill Barnstormer of the First Reformed Church of Science Fiction. And as you may know, my dear friends, the Supreme Court recently dealt a severe setback to the fight against the forces of evil urges. In one mighty blow, they struck down all sodomy laws in the United States. Now, the court said that the right of privacy actually outweighed the right of the government to enforce the law. Now, some members of Congress worry that this will eventually make incest and pedophilia legal, but you know, it's worse than that, my dear friends. Any activity that can be conducted in your bedroom will be legal. Now, that's whether it's whispering sweet nothings or insider trading, sweet deals, or printing pornography, or even counterfeit money, dear friends. And so, friends, we got to reverse this ruling, and we got to protect our bedrooms from such illegal lawlessness. Now, Justice Scalia, he's a good start. He doesn't think a right to privacy even exists. Now, I tried to call him to congratulate him, but, you know, his phone number is unlisted. It's probably a smart thing, too. But we need more justices just like him, so the current administration can pass the laws that they know that we need. Now, some people say that Mr. John Ashcroft wants a big government that snoops into everything, but you know that's not true. He wants a government small enough to fit right there inside your bedroom where it can protect you at that time of your life when you are the most vulnerable. So, dear friends, please sign the online petition at protectourbedrooms.com calling for a constitutional convention where the Bush administration can rewrite the Constitution to allow the police and the FBI to stay right there, right under our beds to protect us from the all-too-real terrorist boogeymen that live there. And I thank you.